Warning, the Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Can no more disown him than I can disown the black community. I can no more disown him than I can disown my white grandmother, a woman who helped raise me, a woman who sacrificed again and again for me, a woman who loves me as much as she loves anything in this world, but a woman who once confessed her fear of black men who passed her by on the street.
Well, there's a pregnant question in the air, is why is Obama in Hawaii tonight? Welcome to the Savage Nation. Now, to me, this is far more important than the question of Sarah Palin's costuming and the costs therein. But then, as you well know, we are living in a new Soviet America where the old Izvestia and Pravda have given way to ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, and of course... The fact of the matter is we're going to have on the show today a Democrat who filed a lawsuit claiming Obama was born in Kenya, saying that his birth certificate is bogus. His name is Philip J. Berg. Now, before you say he's just a right-wing Republican crackpot, I'm warning you in advance. The man I'm going to have on this show within 25 minutes, Philip J. Berg, is the formerly the deputy attorney general of Pennsylvania. The deputy attorney general of Pennsylvania is a lifetime Democrat. As a matter of fact, Philip Berg challenged the 2000 presidential election on behalf of Democrats. He demanded the voluntary disbarment of three Supreme Court justices due to their conflict of interest in that decision, which went to George Bush. He's a lifetime liberal Democrat. Philip Berg will be on this show. He is going to answer the questions that I will raise and you will raise, which is, why do you think B.O. is going to Hawaii? What is he doing in Hawaii? This is a very important question. Topic number two on the Savage Nation tonight. Black man attacked a white woman outside a cash machine, then saw a McCain bumper sticker on a car and used a knife to scratch the letter B into her face. It is not being considered a hate crime. Because apparently in certain parts of America, having a McCain bumper sticker is a hate crime unto itself. Black man attacks white woman, carves B on her face, not being reported as black by the O2 sensitive news media. The former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania, Philip Berg, who is suing Obama, claiming he is constitutionally ineligible to be president because he's not a U.S. citizen, will be on this show to answer your questions shortly. This is the Savage Nation. The phone number, 1-800-449-8255. The website, michaelsavage.com. The stories are endlessly important. The reportage is endlessly sloppy in the news media. Here's another one. You know Jay Leno, the not funny slob on television? You know Jay Leno, who couldn't appear to be a comedian when his comedy writers were on strike? This story will make your hair stand up. Manhattan parking garage executive Dennis Rica killed himself the day after the New York Post reported that he and Jay Leno are being sued by the estate of deceased Macy's heir John Strauss. The estate claims that his cars, the old man's cars, were in essence stolen from him and sold in a song to Jay Leno. How do you like that? I guess the old funny man is not so funny tonight. Jay Leno, not so funny, I ask. Did he steal a rare car from an elderly gent? ? Read the New York Post. 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. Todd, New York, WOR, your first up. Go ahead.
Thank you, Michael. One of the other questions is Barack has not released his college records. I would just like to see how he listed himself if he got financial aid as a foreign student. You know, if it's not a big, you know, I'd like to see that. Then it would be, you know, that's just as good. Liar.
What do you mean? Wait, let's start again. You're alleging that Obama was here as a foreign student?
Well, let's take a look at his college records, which he hasn't released. I want to see.
Why not?
Applied for.
Why money. Wouldn't he release his college records?
Exactly. Why wouldn't he? What is on there that he doesn't want anybody to see? Did he put he was born in a foreign nation? Did he bilk a few extra dollars from American citizens to pay for his college education? That's just as good as a birth certificate to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Well, it's
that.
A very good story, and we're going to have Mr. Berg on. The important thing for the listeners to remember is that he's former Pennsylvania Deputy Attorney General and a lifetime liberal Democrat. How are they going to argue with him? What are they going to claim? He's a right-wing plant?
Exactly. I'm in Pennsylvania, and I want to know, too.
Well, I would like to find out whether there's any truth to these allegations, because if there are, I'd like to know why John McCain isn't raising this issue.
Well, you know, that's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, it's a whole other can of worms, yeah, but I wouldn't call it a can of worms. Thanks for the call. 1-800-449-8255. The council, the so-called Council on American Islamic Relations, expressed outrage, calling on state and national Republican Party officials to repudiate the anti-Muslim comments of a local GOP chairwoman who had the audacity. Can you imagine the audacity to call Obama a Muslim socialist? The chairwoman of a New Mexico County Republican women's group on Tuesday defended a letter to the editor in which she wrote, "I believe Muslims are our enemies," close quote. Marcia Stearman, a 56-year-old interior decorator, also called Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama, quote, "a Muslim socialist." A national Islamic pressure group with ties to Hamas expressed outrage over Stearman's letter and called on officials to repudiate the publication of anti-Muslim comments. Now, the question is, where did free speech go? Do they want to bring not only Sharia law to America, but the wonderful freedoms that women enjoy in Egypt? Is that where they're going in CAIR? The letter ran Tuesday in a daily newspaper in New Mexico, and it was entitled, "Why I'm a Republican," and listed 16 reasons for her party affiliation. The list ends with Stearman saying Obama is a Muslim socialist. She also wrote, "I believe war is a fact of life and we should always win." Huh, how do you like that? That's amazing. Now, Obama's Kenyan father was Muslim. And, of course, the Associated Press party line, those in the communist circles of Associated Press, the Izvestia reporters for AP, deny that he was ever a Muslim. You hear? They deny it because they are, in essence, one and the same as the Democrat Party. The Associated Press, your local newspaper, your local TV station are all arms or organs of the new Soviet America. This is the savage nation. I am not the arm of any party. I am a true independent, and I have been for 15 years. Indiana, Kevin, you're on the savage nation.
Michael, I have a theory that was given by my girlfriend, by the way, that it's not the birth certificate he's going after. He's going to grandma's house because grandmothers, like every grandmother everywhere, maintains all kinds of photographs and other written documents pertaining to a child's life.
Yeah.
I agree with her that he is probably going there for that purpose, to find these documents and get rid of them, photographs.
Well, you don't think the grandmother is threatening to release them, are you?
No, not at all, but somebody could find them. If something happens to the grandmother, God forbid, her health may be failing. But
don't you find it extraordinarily odd that the news media is not focusing on this absolutely incredible diversion to Hawaii as they're coming neck to neck to the finish line, him and McCain? Don't you find it shockingly frightening that the news media isn't asking questions? They're saying he's going to visit his ailing grandmother. Do you buy that party line?
Not at all. And one other fact here is not bringing his wife and kids.
He is not? He's not bringing his wife and kids to visit his ailing grandmother, the woman who raised him?
That's what I understand.
Oh, my God. This is out of a terrible horror movie. This is awful. It's just incomprehensible. But I don't expect anything more from the vermin in the media. Do you expect anything more from these rats in the media?
No, and I'm embarrassed by McCain and Palin not standing up to that Brian Williams when he asked that question the other night about who is the elite media.
Who's Brian Williams? Is he the guy with Mantan on one of the major networks?
Yes. Yeah,
he's a creep. He's a nobody. Nobody listens to those people anymore. You know that I have a larger show than he does? It doesn't matter that whether I'm on TV or not. Do you understand how big this audience is, Kevin?
I just hope that your audience will get out and vote on November the 4th. And
well, I do, too. Now, listen, they're saying that there's about 11.4% undecided, which means that I hold the key to this election. Not that I can make people vote for Obama, because I would never, ever have people vote for a man like him. But I've still not come out and said, go and vote for McCain. I won't do it. I still won't do it. Do you understand that?
Yes. I have a sister who's going to vote for him, and because he makes great speeches. And I said, well,
why don't you tell her to go to michaelsavage.com and look at the white woman's face with a bee carved on her face? Now, this is before Obama won. Do you fear race riots in this country if he wins?
I fear it either way. I mean...
Oh, I see. Either way, you fear race riots. I get it. Do you think, then, that Obama has stirred up racial hatred in this country? No one's asked that question. Do you think that Obama is in some way responsible for a sub rosa racial division in this country that hasn't existed in 50 years?
Well, given the fact he's the only person that's brought the subject up in his campaign by constantly reminding people of differences, I would vote for a black person who is conservative in a heartbeat.
But yeah, if, for example, if our Supreme Court justice, the most unknown famous black man in the world, were to run for major office, I would back him. I'll bet you don't even know his name.
Clarence Thomas.
Thank you. I'm just joking. How come Clarence Thomas has been sidelined by the media? Answer, because he's not a useful idiot. I'll be right back. This is the Savage Nation.
Savage.
So a black man attacked a white woman outside a cash machine for her money. And then when he saw a McCain bumper sticker on a car, he used a knife to scratch the letter B into her face. But it's not being reported as a hate crime by the local police. Because as you well know, hate crimes cannot be committed by people of certain races. Only whites can commit hate crimes. So that's the country we're living in today. And if you think it's bad now, you're right, but it's going to get much worse. There's a story I got this morning that really got me sick. That loser governor of New York who inherited the job, that loser, that dummy, who was given the job after they got rid of Spitzer because he was about to bust the crooks of Wall Street. They put this stooge in, Governor Patterson, so-called. Apparently, he's firing or demoting all of the white cops around them, all the white security detail, and promoting only blacks. I'm telling you, it's going on in your country. And I'm not supposed to say anything. You know what I say? There's a symbol for what I'll say to you if you tell me I can't say it. It's one hand over the other. We don't live in the Obama's America yet, where freedom of speech is killed. And until the day we do, I'll tell you exactly what I believe. How do you like that? Now, let's go up to the lead story, the really important one. Former PA, Pennsylvania, Deputy Attorney General Philip Berg, lifetime Democrat, lifetime liberal, suing presidential candidate Barack Hussein Obama, claiming he is constitutionally ineligible to be president because he was born in Kenya. Mr. Berg will be on this show shortly. What do you want me to do, call him a crackpot? It's a crackpot. Why? Because the people with Mantan, the empty skirts in the media, don't want to investigate this problem. The empty skirts in the media, the department store dummies in the media, don't ask why he's going to Hawaii at this late stage of the campaign. They don't ask that question, and we're supposed to not ask it. I'll ask it. Why is he going to Hawaii at this late stage of the campaign? You believe he's going there to see his ailing grandmother, you moron, you? You don't deserve to have freedom. You should have a ring in your nose. You should have a ring in your nose and a chain around your nose. You don't believe in freedom, and you don't deserve freedom. You're all slaves for putting up with this verminous media that we have. If I'm the last angry man, so be it. if I'm the last man in the media who gets angry at these people in the media who won't do their jobs, violating the entire reason for a media, then so be it. I'll do this right down to the finish line until we lose our freedom in this country. But I'll go down fighting. I'm not going to go down like a wimp. Why is Obama going to Hawaii? Do you really believe the party line put out by the Obama campaign and followed up by the vermin in the media that he's going there to visit his ailing grandmother? Who would do that at this stage of a campaign? Who? It makes no sense. It does not make sense. This is right out of a propaganda show from the ex-Soviet Union. It's happening right in front of our eyes, and I'm the only one in the media screaming, like Daniel in the lion's den. Don't you people understand what's going on in front of your eyes? You actually believe Obama's going to Hawaii today because of his ailing grandmother? Then why did he bring his wife and daughters if this is her last days? Why did he bring his wife and daughters? It does not make sense to me. It doesn't play right. Doesn't sound right. Now, if it was only me saying it, you could dismiss me because, after all, I only have a PhD from a major university. I've only written 25 books. I'm not as bright as a department store dummy on TV who makes $35,000 a year. No, they know what's going on. I've overcome every obstacle imaginable to a man to get where I am. And I'm proud of it. And I didn't get here because I'm stupid. And I didn't get here because I let powerful people lie to me. I got here because I know what's going on every step of the way. I know exactly what's going on. And you're having your country stolen from you, probably by a foreign agent, and you don't deserve a country. You deserve a ring in your nose, all of you. Just because the Republican idiots foisted that dumbbell on us doesn't mean we happily turn the country over to this foreign agent. Sure, the Republicans are to blame for the fact that we have this dunce. It was supposed to get rally around the dunce. And the Alaskan interloper. We're supposed to salute the Alaskan interloper. Get excited over her. What's your foreign policy experience? I can see Russia from the Aleutian Islands. Oh, my God. God, give me a break. So if that's the choice we have, I guess that's what we have to take over a foreigner or a socialist or worse. Dare I say worse? Well, we'll find out when I come back. Philip Berg is going to tell you what he thinks right here on the Savage Nation. Don't listen to it, though, because you know more.
Savage.
All right, here's a big story that the mainstream media won't touch. Now, if the guest I'm about to introduce to you, Mr. Berg, Philip J. Berg, or a lifetime Republican, I guess I wouldn't even have this topic because I'd say, all right, it's all BS. But I'm shocked that he's a Democrat, a lifetime Democrat, former attorney general. He's filed a lawsuit demanding that Obama present proof of his American citizenship. And he now says that by failing to respond, Obama has legally admitted to the lawsuit's accusations, including the charge that the Democratic candidate was born in Mombasa, Kenya, which would make him ineligible to serve as president of the United States. With that as a background, I now introduce to you Philip J. Berg on the Savage Nation. Mr. Berg, welcome. Thank you for coming on the program.
Mr. Savage, Michael, if I can call you, it's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show.
Well, look, we're opposite politically, probably. You're a lifetime, you know, aren't you a liberal Democrat?
Liberal, I guess, over the years, I'm a little more moderate. Yeah, moderate to liberal Democrat.
All right, fine. But this is a shocking accusation that Obama is constitutionally ineligible to be president. Mr. Berg, what motivated you to file this lawsuit?
The most important document we have in the United States, in my opinion, is our U.S. Constitution. And there's nothing more important than enforcing our Constitution. And in this case, the Constitution provisions I'm dealing with are very small. Excuse me. We're dealing with what the qualifications are for president. There's only three qualifications. Number one, you'd be over 35 years of age, or at least 35, he is, that you've lived in this country for at least 14 years, he has, and the third being a natural-born citizen, and he's not. And this has been a real sham that he's pulled off for the past 20 months. I think it's a disgrace. I think the national media is a disgrace for not vetting him. And if it's a slight thing, people say, oh, it's a slight, but when I get into specifics, Well, it's not. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, people can
correct. You're right. He wanted a run, but he said he couldn't because he's a foreign-born citizen. I hear you on that. But here's the question. How do you know he actually was born in Kenya? What makes you believe that?
The latest, and I'll be able to release in a day or two, the confirmation that I have affidavits from her speaking to a certain person. I can't divulge it right now for security reasons. And I have the tape. I've heard the tape where she was speaking to someone here in the United States, and it's recorded.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Who was speaking?
I'm sorry. The paternal grandmother of Barack Obama. It's Sarah Obama, who was in the delivery room in Kenya when he was born on August 4th, 1961. She's going all around saying, "I'm so proud my grandson's going to become president of the United States." And when asked where was he born, she said, "I was in the delivery room when he was born here in Kenya."
Oh, my God. You have that on tape?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, look, these are shocking, mind-blowing allegations that are certainly worthy of investigation when it's coming from a former Pennsylvania Deputy Attorney General who you are. How can they ignore you like this?
Well, because the national media has let Barack Obama do whatever he wants. They have not vetted him. I mean, just take Governor Palin. Look what's happened to her in the past month. That's one of your Republicans. I think it's a disgrace what they did to her, but they're allowed to do that. But if they're doing that to Palin, why haven't they done that to Barack Obama? Nothing. Everything is like no big deal. I mean, Reverend Wright was no big deal. Bill Ayers, no big deal. Bernadette Dorn, no big deal. The fact that he doesn't release his medical records, no big deal. The fact that he doesn't release his records from Occidental University, Columbia University, or Harvard Law School, no big deal.
Now, that's a question. Someone raised that earlier. Why won't he release his college records? What do you think that's about?
I really think it's about, the more we thought about it, we think it's because it probably indicates he's either from Kenya or Indonesia, and he probably applied for it and received foreign aid. And that's
oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is a mind blower. Well, what chance do you have, Mr. Berg, of making this the October issue? I mean, this is as big an issue as it can get. How could this be covered up this long is the question. And how long can the opposition hold back this question? How is this possible?
I don't know. I guess everyone's afraid to touch him because everyone thinks that if you say anything about Obama, then you come up with an issue, it's racial. And first off, to counter that argument, we have the Republican-Democrat with me already. I happen to be white, but I also happen to be, for the last 20-some years, a paid-up life member of the NAACP. So I'm the guy out here who can say these things, and I feel very confident saying these things. But see, if I was wrong, what I've been saying since for the last 8 weeks, the suit's been around, Barack Obama, if I'm wrong, produce your birth certificate. And I'll go away. But see, he delayed so long in producing his birth certificate, it caused us to do further investigation, and we really pulled all the laws in Indonesia. And there we found out that when parts in his book, he's cocky. In his book, he says his parents divorced, his mother remarried, and she remarried here in the United States. And he says in his book that my stepfather, Lolo Satoru, went back to Indonesia before my mother and I. And when we went back to Indonesia, I immediately went to school. Well, that's significant because during the 1960s, Indonesia had troubles. They were at war. They had a lot of troubles in there. The only one who could go to school in Indonesia were natural-born citizens of Indonesia. Now, we know he wasn't born there, but how did he...
That was the period when Suharto was president?
I'm not exactly sure, but I know it was during troubled times, and the only one who could go to school there were people.
All right. So, you couldn't go to school as a foreigner in plain English.
Right. So, absolutely. So what happened is his stepfather did one of two things. He either adopted him, we're not sure about that, or he acknowledged him. But then he went to school. Now, there's evidence of that, and it's on our website, theobamacrimes.com, because we have a copy of his school record from over there, which lists his name as Barry Sotoro, S-O-E-T-O-R-O. It lists his nationality as being Indonesia, and it lists his religion of being Islam, even though he says I was never a Muslim. Now, and I don't care about religion. That's not the point. The point is here, that's what he was registered, that's what his name was, which brings another issue. His name today, unless he legally changed his name thereafter, his name right now, the legal name, might be Barry Sotoro. Now, when he came back from Indonesia, he had to go through immigration. Now, he was 10 years old, so maybe he did, maybe he didn't. If he went through immigration, he would have been given a certificate of citizenship because he was a citizen of Indonesia. But the certificate of citizenship would have only given him being a naturalized citizen, not a natural born. Naturalized is like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then he could not run for president. So if he has that document, that's not why he's showing it. On the other hand, if he didn't go through immigration, which is a possibility because he's 10 years old, his mother's in Indonesia, she sent him back to live with her parents in Hawaii, and it's possible he didn't go. If he didn't go through immigration, think about it. He now is and has been an illegal alien. He could not even hold the position of United States Senator from Illinois, nor could he be a candidate or running for president.
I'm listening to you. I believe you for one main reason. I never would have even believed this at all because I would figure it's a smear campaign. But when I see that you've been a lifetime liberal Democrat and also the former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania, how could people not take you seriously?
Well, I'm glad because what I'm saying, I believe 100%, and it is true. And the thing is, I'm doing it again for the Constitution. We must enforce our Constitution. In my opinion, we've lost a lot of rights during the past 8 years.
Absolutely. George Bush has not enforced the border. That's a constitutional requirement. We understand that. George Bush has gone to war, not alone. Clinton did as well, without a declaration of war. We're living in a quasi-dictatorship. I recognize that, which leads me to the next question. Are you at risk for your life? Do you fear for your safety? Have you had any threats?
I have had no threats, but people are forewarning me that I have to be careful. So I pray not. I'm here destined hopefully to – I just want the truth out. I hope not people forewarning me, but I've received no threats. And
all right. Let's go to the next step. His campaign says that the truth is Barack Obama was born in the state of Hawaii in 1961. It also includes images of a Hawaii birth certificate bearing the name Barack Hussein Obama II. I have it on michaelsavage.com, the birth certificate. How would you answer that? Is that birth certificate valid?
No, first off, it's not a birth certificate. If you read what they say on there, and I don't mean to interrupt you or correct you, but they call it a certification of live birth. Now, a certification of live birth is supposed to have the same information as a birth certificate, although less information. However, that document, which they have up there, which, though, has been confirmed supposedly by factcheck.org, they say it's the same document. They looked at it. However, if you look at the one on the Obama site versus FactCheck, FactCheck has a seal on it. The other doesn't have a seal, so how could it be the same document? However, the one on the Obama website, we've had experts look at, and if the expert reports are on our website, and there have been changes on that document. You can see under his name, you can see the name Maya, M-A-Y-A, which is his half-sister. So they use some other form because – and this is significant for all your listeners. This has been going around for about a year. I didn't get involved until August of 2008. But in June of 2008, that's when the Obama people put that document on their website to try to tell everyone that he's a natural-born citizen of Hawaii. You didn't put it on there. I didn't put it on there. The Obama people put it on there, and it's a forged document. At the bottom, it says if there's any alteration in this document, it's not valid. So what are they
– All right, Mr. Berg, I'm listening. This is amazing to me. This, to me, is a shocking story. It's a shocking allegation. It is certainly worthy of national discussion. Wouldn't you agree to that?
Absolutely.
Have any national outlets – contacted you for your position?
I'm sorry?
Have any national news outlets contacted you to hear you out on your position?
Not really. We got contact. The Associated Press called me, and you know what they said? We'll do a story later on. I said,
After the election. Well, the Associated Press, as you well know, has been in the bag for Obama from the beginning. But as a lifetime Democrat, aren't you losing an awful lot of friends?
Absolutely not. I mean, if they are, everyone's afraid to call me because no Democrat has called me and said, stop this. And I'll tell you why. Because when I ran for governor in Pennsylvania in the Democratic primary, I ran for U.S. Senate. Now, I was not handpicked by the party. The party people really don't want me because I'm too independent for them. And really no one's called me to tell me back off on this because they know where I would tell them to go.
Well, you're a man after my own inclinations. Philip J. Berg, Pennsylvania Democrat. He is also former Pennsylvania Deputy Attorney General. He's not a man from the street. He's not Joe the Plumber. He's not somebody we met at a cash machine. This is a serious man with a history. He charges that Obama is not a U.S. citizen. He charges that Obama was born in Kenya. He charges that Obama is not qualified to run for the presidency. And yet not one major news organization in this sad country will touch the story. When I come back, Mr. Berg, the next question, which is more important than any, why won't McCain raise this issue? Right here on the Savage Nation. I'll be back.
Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Joining us is former Pennsylvania Deputy Attorney General Philip J. Berg, lifetime Democrat, lifetime moderate Democrat. He is suing Obama, claiming Obama is ineligible constitutionally to be president because he claims that Obama has admitted by not responding to his lawsuit to the following. He admits that he was born in Kenya. He admits he was adopted in Indonesia. He admits that the documentation posted online is a phony. And he admits that he is constitutionally ineligible to serve as president of the United States. To me, the story is worth discussion. In fact, it's the only story worth talking about. Certainly more important than Sarah Palin's clothing. And yet, these empty skirts in the media won't touch it. I'm shocked to learn that Philip Berg has not been on any of the major television shows, radio shows. But I'm proud to tell you that he's on the Savage Nation right now. And I'm going to invite the listeners. And I don't want people who are just going to be a cheerleader. I want those who are questioning, challenging, to call 1-800-449-8255 and challenge Mr. Berg. Mr. Berg, welcome back to the Savage Nation. Now, what about this strange last-minute trip to Hawaii? I understand his grandmother is ill, but does that – you probably don't agree with me. I don't think you do. It strikes me as very odd that he would suddenly leave the campaign to visit his ailing grandmother – because he's not even bringing his wife and children. What is this about?
What was odd, in my opinion, he announced it 2 days ago that he was leaving today. If she's that ill, he should have left 2 days ago. I don't know. There's just things about him. But meanwhile, for 2 days, they talked all about his family and his grandmother. But one thing, the major news when they were talking about, they said that this is his last living relative. But it's not, because his paternal grandmother is still alive and well in Kenya. So, you know, I guess they're afraid to touch that because they don't want to bring up Kenya here. And
his paternal grandmother is alive in Kenya, and she's proud that her Kenyan-born grandson is running for the presidency. Doesn't he have a half-brother in Kenya?
He's got a half-brother and half-sister.
So why are they saying it's his only living relative?
You know, I don't know. That's they're promoting. You know, they're promoting, I think, the part of, I think they're probably doing, he plays the race card. He doesn't want anyone else to. He's playing because he's going to visit his white grandmother. I mean, I really believe he is playing the race card through this campaign.
Well, that's an element that I suspect you're 100% right about. In other words, now he's going to shore up the white support by showing he's part white. I understand that. That's after playing against whites for about 3 months now. Now suddenly he's going to go for the white vote. But this is pretty ugly stuff, but we didn't start it. I certainly didn't. His campaign did. Mr. Berg, did you support Hillary Clinton before all of this, before Obama surged ahead?
Yes, I did, but very little. I mean, you got to remember, I've been a candidate. I've been a campaign manager. I've been many levels. In her campaign, I was not on national, state, or local level. And I did. I contributed, I think, about $200 to $300, nowhere near the $2,300 limit. I gave probably 10 hours of my time making phone calls, and I just, you're not the first one to ask me this question.
No, I'm just saying you're not a Republican, and you certainly didn't support John McCain. Why does John McCain avoid this? Why is he afraid of this topic?
I'm not sure. I really don't know. It doesn't make sense. What I think has happened, the reason that Hannity hasn't covered this and O'Reilly hasn't covered this and Limbaugh, but I hear Rush mentioned it today, is the fact that when I got involved in this, I heard that the Republican Party, and we have a letter, some reporter wrote a story that the Republicans had been over in Kenya even last year on this, that they wanted a real October surprise. And I think what happens is they were planning to do something with this, say, the last week or two, which is right where we are now in October, and I sort of usurped the whole thing by jumping early. Now, you got to remember, if it happened back in August, excuse me, right before the convention, the Democratic rules provide. Well, first off,
you know why I'm laughing is I hear your doorbell ringing. If I hear you go silent, I'm going to know something terrible. I'm sorry. I watch too much television. I have to admit it. Mr. Berg, honest to God, do you think the Republicans are going to run with this a week from now?
Oh, that's what we thought, because remember now, or not remember, the Democratic National Committee, they had this before their convention, because I filed August 21st, that's the Thursday before the convention started on Monday, and we sent a copy by fax, not official delivery, to Obama and the DNC. Excuse me. At that point, I think Howard Dean should have immediately called in Obama and said, what's the story here? Are you natural born or not? Show us your records. And I think that's why Howard Dean, he should resign as chairman of his party. Also, when indictments come down, when they should, he should be indicted and go to jail, too, because look at the fraud they've done on the American public. I mean, Obama comes out there, and he's raised over $600 million. He got over 18 million votes when he knows he's not able to serve. Martin Van Buren, when he ran, there was a question about his candidacy, but it was found out because he was born in a U.S. territory, and they allowed him to run back then. But it was brought up before the fact. And here Obama's hiding behind everything. I mean, you know, you are or you're not. And
well, that's because the liberal media is afraid to be called racist. That's why the country's in the shape it's in. We understand that. But there's nothing more fundamental than qualifying for the presidency, and there's nothing more fundamental to the presidency than being a natural-born citizen of the United States of America. As you said earlier, Arnold Schwarzenegger once raised the issue of running for the presidency, and he dropped it because it's ironclad. Not born here, can't run. What's the chance of this story becoming a national story after this show, Mr. Berg?
What's that?
What's the chance of your allegations that Obama is not qualified to be the president because he was born in Kenya? What is the chance that this story will finally find its way up to the public debate?
Well, I think it should. I think your show helps. I think it's spreading like wildfire now. Our website, I said, has 59 million hits in 8 weeks, which is unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
My
interview with you is going to be MP3'd on michaelsavage.com within about an hour. And I want America to listen to this and then email it to everyone they know, because I don't think there's anything more important than this. Mr. Berg, would you be willing to hang over the hour or come back and take some calls?
I'll stay over. I'd love to. My pleasure.
Listen to me, everybody. Philip Berg, lifetime Democrat. He says Obama is not an American citizen. Be here or be nowhere.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation, and I'm going to ask you a simple question, both sides of the aisle. What do you think about allegations that Obama was not born in the United States and is therefore not qualified to run for the presidency? The phone number is 1-800-449-8255. Now, if these allegations were made by a right-wing talk show host, you dismiss them immediately, as you should, just as I dismiss the mainstream media on virtually every issue for being biased. I would expect you to dismiss it. But these allegations are coming from former Pennsylvania Deputy Attorney General Philip J. Berg, who is a lifetime Democrat. How do you explain that? What do you think Mr. Berg is trying to achieve here? Mr. Berg, welcome back to the Savage Nation. Now, before we begin, let's face it, we all want the truth here. If you had proof that Obama was a U.S.-born citizen, would you drop your lawsuit?
Yes and no. No, because not because our investigation, because he delayed so long because of the situation with Indonesia, he could no longer be a candidate. So, no, I'd have to see something that he had cleared him through immigration as a natural born coming back from Indonesia. If I had that, yes, I would drop the case.
Well, I have in my hand a newspaper announcement that was just sent to me from the Sunday Honolulu Advertiser, August 13th, 1961, under births, marriages, and deaths. And it clearly says Mr. and Mrs. Barack H. Obama, 6085 Kalani-Alani Highway, son, August 4. It says he was born there on that date. I mean, I don't know how the newspaper could have been fudged.
Well, you give those announcements. It's up to the parents to put those announcements in the newspaper. And what happened, we believe, the registration that they even show there, the certification of live birth indicated, or from there or someplace we picked up, he was actually registered on August 8th, 4 days later. So what we believe happened is he was born in Kenya. Because she couldn't get on a plane, she was too close to delivery. She delivered the baby over in Kenya, flew back to the United States, and then they registered the birth in Hawaii. And the parents put a birth announcement in that he was born August 4th. And that's not a lie. He was born August 4th. The question is, where was he born?
Oh, so in other words, the Sunday Advertiser, August 13th, 1961, states Mr. and Mrs. Barack H. Obama, with a certain address on Kalani-Alani Highway, had a son born August 4th, but it doesn't say where. You know, so the question still remains, was B.O. Jr. actually born on U.S. soil? You say no.
I say no.
You say no. So this doesn't really change anything.
Not at all. You know, because anyone could put any kind of announcement in a paper. They weren't thinking he was going to run for president there. They had a baby. They're putting an announcement into all their friends. We had a baby on August 4th. But the registration in Hawaii, I've seen, is August the 8th. He was registered on August 8th. Why was he registered on August 8th if he was born August 4th? Because he wasn't born there. He was born in Kenya.
I see. Okay, Philip J. Berg, former Pennsylvania Deputy Attorney General, claims that Obama's not qualified or is constitutionally ineligible to be president because he was born in Kenya. Let us take some callers on the Savage Nation right now. Let's begin in Florida with Mary. Mary, quick, what's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Berg. Assuming that this is true, and I hope the hell it is, would there be criminal charges against him, and if so, what?
Well, I think the criminal authorities, remember, I'm civil, I can't do it, but I think the criminal authorities should look at it. I think there definitely should be criminal charges here for fraud, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of charges here, and I think they should be to Howard Dean and all the top people at the Democratic National Committee, to Barack Obama, his wife, and the top people in his campaign who were privy to this information.
Next caller, Ralph, WOR, New York City, calling the Savage Nation. Ralph, what's your question?
Quick two-part question. Which federal agency has jurisdiction to investigate your complaints? And second, would you recommend people go to the website of the federal agency and ask them to investigate it?
Believe it or not, there's no federal agency that's required to investigate someone who's running for president. And we check that up and down. The FBI, CIA, you know, they have no authority. There's no one in Congress. There's no authority, so it's hard to go on their website. You can't do it. There's no one to do it. Isn't that shocking?
So you mean Yasser Arafat could have run for the presidency and nobody would have asked? As long as he got $635 million, it would have been fine?
Right, right. But see, the thing is, no one else in the 200-plus years of our country has ever attempted to do something like this. Okay, that's what's so shocking here. Do we need someone? I guess now we do, but the question's never been raised. Martin Van Buren was raised because he was born in a U.S. territory. It was resolved. He was allowed to run. And if he had some problems here, he could have taken to court 2 years ago and said, I got these slight problems here. I want them cleaned out. And maybe the court would have done something, but not at this time.
No one has been as audacious as the Obama people ever in history.
Never. Right. You're right.
Never.
You're right.
No, this is the most audacious candidate in American history. Where does this lawsuit of yours sit? In which court and under which judge?
It's in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, located here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The judge on it is R. Barclay Surratt, who was appointed. Interesting. He's appointed by Bill Clinton, so we thought he's definitely a Democrat. But when we checked it out, I happened to be at a meeting about just 3 weeks ago, and I'm sitting next to a gentleman talking how he's a Democratic judge. He said, no. He's from Delaware County because my wife replaced him as a judge, and he's been a Republican all his life. So we have a Republican judge appointed by a Democratic president. It was probably at the end of Clinton's term where, you know, you appoint a bunch of judges. Well, we'll get 20 Democrats, but we have to give you 5 Republicans. But so you got a Republican lifelong judge appointed by a Democratic president.
This is unbelievable. All right, this is a very important story, obviously, and it deserves certainly it deserves to be disproven. Wouldn't you say that at the very least the skeptics, the Democrats, the Obama supporters, shouldn't they at least disprove what you are alleging?
Absolutely. And how easy would it be? You know, many of your listeners here, they know you need a birth certificate for a passport. A gentleman called me last week. He said, you know, I carried around my certification of live birth for 40 years. I went to get a passport, and they told me it was no good. I needed a birth certificate. Someone else called me and said they tried to get their child into Little League, took a certification of live birth. They said, sorry, no good. We need your birth certificate. And if you lost your birth certificate right now, any of your listeners, you can get one in 2, 3, 4 days through your state, through wherever. You just apply for it and get it, and they would give you a duplicate birth certificate. So for Barack Obama, U.S. Senator, he could get a duplicate birth certificate probably within hours, the most one day. And the reason he hasn't produced it is because he doesn't have it. Because, I mean, let's take a look. My website now, aside, well, your show is going to make it bigger. My website, as of right now, had 59 million hits in the past 8 weeks. Now, let's assume it's only 30 million people because people come back and look again. Or let's say it's only 20 million people. But 20 million people talk to 1, 2, 3, or 4 other people. So you have between 20 and 80 million people talking about this issue, which can't help when it comes down to a voting at election time. I mean, people are alarmed. They're calling me. I'm getting calls from Republicans, Democrats, independents. I have calls from Obama people saying, are you crazy? I say, no, and I explain the situation. I take probably 100 calls a day myself, and I say, just ask him for his birth certificate. That's all. Prove me wrong. I'm out of here. But he hasn't proved wrong. Now, one other thing. We all know that the Barack Obama campaign is a well-oiled machine. They have people sitting in front of computers watching every blog. If I go onto a blog now and say, Obama looked cross-eyed yesterday, they'll come back at me and say, Phil Berg, you need glasses. If McCain says something that Obama disagrees with, within 2, 3 hours, the most of the day, he's out there saying how he disagrees with it. I was shocked one day I saw that McCain put an ad out on television. Within 6 hours, the media talked about, within 6 hours, Barack Obama had a new ad placed on TV contrary to that ad. My case has been out there now for 8 weeks. Other than the lawyers trying to delay, there's been not one word from that campaign. If I was wrong, the day after I filed that lawsuit, there should have been a spokesman saying, you know, there's some lawyer out there, not even naming me, there's some lawyer out there just filed a lawsuit against Obama. He's got 24 hours to take down this lawsuit, or we're going to sue him for millions of dollars for defamation. And by the way, here's Barack Obama's birth certificate. They didn't say either part of that. And why did they say that? Because they know he's born in Kenya. They know he's not qualified to be president of the United States.
Well, they say that there's about a 12% of the votership is undecided. If your allegations are true, this will swing the election towards McCain. So again, in order to be fair, and I am biased. I'm not fair. I'm a clear nationalist. I believe in borders, language, and culture. I don't hide my bias. However, I don't like to make things up. I'm inviting any Obama supporter who knows the truth and can prove Philip Berg a liar to call this show right now at 1-800-449-8255. Call the Michael Savage Show and prove Philip Berg is a liar. Philip, you would take that call, wouldn't you?
I will take, yes, that. I'll take any call. I'm not afraid. This is so into me at this point, so important to enforce our Constitution. I'd love to see a document like that. I'd walk away, but I'll submit it to you.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I want you to call all your friends to listen to this. We come back, maybe we'll have an Obama caller proving that Philip Berg is a liar. Otherwise, he's telling the truth. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Well, I can see that the Democrats have gone silent all of a sudden. The Obama maniacs won't answer Philip Berg. Philip's a lifetime Democrat. This is not just a man in the street. He's the former Pennsylvania Deputy Attorney General, Philip Berg is. He is suing Barack Obama. He's claiming Obama is constitutionally ineligible to be president, primarily because he is not born in America. Do you understand the magnitude of this accusation? Now, if it was coming from a man in the street, you'd dismiss it. Who cares? But it isn't. It's coming from a mainstream Democrat who cares about our Constitution. You'd think at least the media would investigate the charges. But do you expect anything more from the empty suits and the empty skirts? Do you actually expect anything more from men like Wolf Blitzer, Brian Williams? Do you expect anything more from Brian Wilson than what you're getting? Do you expect Katie Coran Corrick to investigate a story like this? No, you don't. But you'd surely think that the leprechaun would have investigated it. Why won't the leprechaun touch it? Why won't the wall banger touch it? Why won't the golfer touch it? I could care less. I've touched it. Philip Berg, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
My pleasure.
And Philip, so far no one's called to prove you a liar.
Okay, anyone there?
No, there's no one here to prove you're a liar. How do you like that? Where are all the Obama functionaries who should... They're listening to this show. Why are they not challenging you on this show?
I think because they know I'm right. Because, you know, here's the thing. It's very simple. If he had produced his birth certificate back in August, I never would have looked into Indonesia, and the ball game would have been over. But he didn't have it. I mean, I really believe that he doesn't have it, because I can't believe he's that stupid to let this thing continue on if he did have the documentation. I mean, you know, he went to Harvard Law School. He's supposed to be a smart guy. Now, there is a difference, and I talk this because I'm so frustrated after the fact. He's a great speaker when he's on a teleprompter, but he's completely different when he's off the teleprompter. So, you know, it's he's most of the time on a teleprompter, you don't see him because you have to look for the screens there. But it bothers me that I have to do this. It bothers me that someone's running for president of the United States. He's saying to the American public, employ me for the next 4 years as your president. But he can't even produce documentation to say he's qualified. I mean, there's something wrong out there.
Well, of course there is, but why won't McCain challenge him on this? Why can't McCain do it in a lighthearted fashion? What's wrong with the Republican? Why are the Republicans quiet on this?
Well, I think they don't want to be the bad guys, but I foresee maybe the next couple of days them doing something. Because let me tell you something, and I'm not doing it for that reason. I'm doing it for the Constitution. But if they don't do something soon, they're not going to win, you know. And here's
that's correct. Not only will they not win, but here's the next question, which I'd like to ask you: what if Obama wins the presidency, and then you prove that he was born in Kenya? What then?
Well, we have first the when he whoever wins on November 4th. Really isn't declared the winner until in December. All the Electoral College meets in every state, or of course our union, and then they meet and they vote for the person who took the most votes in their state, and they submit those to Congress, which meets in the first week of January. So there's a challenge procedure we could do with the Electoral College. But assume he plays games and somehow gets sworn in, we have a constitutional nightmare, because you'll never get rid of him. He'll say, impeach me, and the Democratic Congress won't impeach him, because if he wins, they'll be overwhelming Democrat, and whether he can continue with the lawsuit against him, who knows, but there'd be a real question of any legislation he signed, would it be true and valid? There's leaders over in Europe who already know. I've talked to people in Europe. I had a barrister call me several weeks ago from England on his nickel for 2.5 hours, and explained to me how many people overseas, they're laughing at us, know that this guy is not qualified. They said, we know he's born in Kenya. And they told me, and I don't know if this is true, and it's hearsay, it wouldn't be admissible in court, but he told me that he has connections in our CIA and FBI, and that they have confirmed to him that they know, they vetted him, but not for any reason, they can't divulge it, but they know he's not qualified to be president of the United States.
Well, I raised on this show an issue about 3 months ago, the following. Do you know that a man applying to become a member of the FBI or a woman today would go through very rigorous screening, as you well know? Do you know that Obama would not qualify to be his own FBI agent? Do you know that Obama would not qualify to be his own Secret Service protection?
Absolutely.
He could not qualify to become a member of the Secret Service that is sworn to protect him. He could not qualify because he could not pass a background test.
Shocking.
Well, what's going on here? Are we being taken over by a foreign government, Philip? Let's lay it on the line. You're getting at something here, aren't you?
Absolutely. And what's scary here is for the past 3 or 4 weeks, it was announced that he's getting briefings, I don't know if daily or weekly briefings, on security issues. So he might even have security things right now that, you know, we don't know about.
I mean, Do you think that there are Arab governments behind this man?
I'm not sure who's behind him, but somehow he's snowballed. He's pulled the wool over a lot of people's eyes in this country. And I mean, I think if you think about his campaign, remember at the beginning, they talked about, well, he needs protection because
yes.
I don't
yes.
think he had threats at the beginning. I think he did that because he wants the aura of being president. He had secrets.
Correct. From various... Right. There have been no threats. That was a complete invention to create a victimhood for him. We're speaking with Philip J. Berg. If there's anyone who could prove he's a liar, you'll get a free copy of Fly Me to the Moon by Frankie Valli. This is the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Savage.
Michael Savage, the skeptical talk show host. I am the skeptic of skeptics. I was raised by an immigrant who taught me when I was a little boy that Abe Lincoln said the following. He said, you can fool some of the people some of the time, and you can fool some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. Well, apparently, Obama and his minions have almost fooled all of the American people all of the time, through fear, intimidation, and propaganda, not seen since the Soviet Union. The entire press corps is in his pocket. We have a, shall I put, neutral candidate on the other side who will not press any issue whatsoever out of fear. That's John McCain. And I've explained to you the psychological reasons that McCain is incapable of pressing the charge against Obama. And that is because he was tortured mercilessly by the Vietnamese sadists in the Hanoi Hilton, where he was... Pavlovian conditioned that when you challenge your challenger, pain ensues. That's the sad truth. That's where America is today. Right now we have Philip J. Berg, former Pennsylvania Deputy Attorney General, who says that Barack Obama is a foreigner, constitutionally ineligible to be president. He is a mainstream Democrat. He joins us again on the Savage Nation. Philip Berg, welcome back to the program. We have a caller in Miami who would like to challenge you, Phil. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Here we go. Jeff in Miami, go ahead, please, to Mr. Berg.
Yes, Dr. Savage, Mr. Berg, thanks very much for having me on. Mr. Berg, I'm not sure if you've seen the Fight the Smears website by Barack Obama. At the very bottom of the webpage, there is a birth document traced back to the State of Hawaii Department of Health.
I've seen that. It's a certification of live birth. It's not a birth certificate. Our experts, if you go on ObamaCrimes.com, have taken that apart and shown that it's been altered, and therefore it's not valid. And also, I didn't say it before, factcheck.org has a similar one, that even though they said it's the same, but they show a seal on it, whereas the Obama one doesn't show a seal. And interesting, factcheck.org, for Jeff and for Mr. Savage, is the fact it is owned by Annenberg of Chicago, and Obama used to sit on the board on that with Bill Ayers. So there's a little conflict of interest there.
Jeff, does that answer your question or not?
That's great news. I thought it was just a birth record and not a certificate. So thank you very much,
all
Mr.
Right.
Berg.
Thank you. Next caller. I want to talk to my board. Turn the callers off after they raise the question because I'm afraid of hanging up on Mr. Berg. Chicago. Kathy, you're next up on the Savage Nation. Question, please.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hi, Phil. Two quick questions, Mike, or rather, Phil. What do you think is taking the judge so long to rule on any of these motions? And also, do you know how a judge prioritizes their docket? And I guess the third question would be, do you know what Obama used for a passport when he traveled to Pakistan, I think in 1981?
Thank you for the question. You can't push a judge. A judge prepares his own docket. I had heard, and the word I have on Judge Zurich, he's a very fair judge. I heard he does a lot of his own research, or most of it, and he even writes his own opinions, and that could take the delay. The only problem is now we're running out of time, so I wish the judge would make a decision one way or the other. It's adverse. I'm ready to take it up on appeal. So that's his docket. That's up to him how he does that. And what was your second question? I'm sorry, the last one.
How did he get a passport to travel?
In 1981, it's documented that he went to Pakistan on an Indonesia passport. Now, two things about that. Number one is that if he had a United States passport, American citizens were prevented from going to Pakistan in 1981. It was a restricted country. So if he had an American passport and then got an Indonesian one, it would be another reason to take away his citizenship because it would be an adverse act. On the other hand,
my God.
Indonesia passport from the time that he was over there when he was 4 to 6 to 10 years of age, and you know, he probably used that. On the other hand, now we have to ask, what is he traveling on this time? He just went to Europe. He could be traveling now on a diplomatic passport, and they basically just give those out to members of Congress.
What is the chance of you prevailing by some fluke that the truth comes out, and it's a mind blower, it shocks the world? What is the chance of that happening? One in a million, one in 10 million, one in 100 million? What could this happen?
I mean, it would be, but I have more faith in our system. I have a feeling that the judge is going to come out on the right of truth and justice and deal with this, and I think it's going to be roaring in my favor. I could be whistling Dixie here, but I have a feeling it's going to come out. And what's going to happen there is Obama going to step down, or will the judge have enough power to issue him off the ballot, or do I have to take it to the Supreme Court where they would issue? We have to watch carefully the next couple of days. But a concern I have, like you said, about my safety, I'm more concerned for the safety of our country, because people are saying, you know, if Obama loses the presidency, there's going to be riots in the streets. If anything on this case comes out adverse, the only one I would ask for all national leaders, Republican, Democrat, all religious leaders of all faith to get together and state to the American public, hold what you're doing, because the only one at fault in this is Barack Obama. You know, so if he loses this because of me, he lost it because of himself. And I hope everyone in this country realizes where the fault lies, not with me, but with Barack Obama.
If Mr. Obama, which I think is impossible and unlikely to happen given the amount of money that's been put behind him, which is another question, how could this man raise over $600 million? Where is it coming from?
Well, there's a lot of questions and a lot of this money, because he's not reporting any monies, I think, under $250 where it's coming from. There's a lot of word that he's getting all this money from overseas. Now, you don't have to report that, but I think John McCain said he is reporting it. With that amount of money coming in, I think it's his obligation really to tell the American public where it's coming from. But again,
well, let's say you prevail, Philip, and they withdraw him because it's just impossible to run him. Could Biden take his place on the ballot?
Well, it would be up to the Democratic National Committee, and I think that's why the Republicans are holding off as long as they can. If they join in, say, on the last day of this month, you know, or November 1st, and they hope it swings their way, it would be very difficult for the Democrats to switch a candidate at that point. Under the party rules, they're supposed to consult with the members of Congress, and then the Democratic National Committee is supposed to vote and put a new candidate in. So I think that's the reason the Republicans have been holding back at this point. Which they should, because we're dealing with an issue greater than party. We're dealing with an issue that goes to the basic premise of this country, and that is, you know, what's this country all about? This country used to be admired around the world, and it's not now. And the problem is a lot of these members of Congress, their goal, the members of Congress, in my opinion, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, have one goal in mind, and that is to get reelected. And basically, they could care about you or me or anyone else.
I understand that, but I really don't believe these polls about the popularity of the U.S. Who cares what they think of me? What matters is what I think of them. I keep seeing polls saying the Arab street doesn't like America. What about what we think of the Arab street? What kind of nonsense is this? It's upside down. It's the tail wagging the dog. Since when do Americans care whether the Arab street likes them or not? What kind of country is this? The answer is the very same media, the very same unpatriotic anti-American media that is stabbing McCain in the back and promoting this harlequin, Obama, is now telling us we're hated all over the world. Now, you may disagree with some of what I said, being a lifetime Democrat, but I have to say what I have to say. Philip Berg is here for your questions and answers at 1-800-449-8255. Thus far, not one Democrat has proven Philip Berg to be a liar. Therefore, he is telling the truth. So we'll go to the next caller, 1-800-449-8255. Let us go to New York City. W.R. Roger, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Mr. Berg, this is Roger. My question to you is, as an immigrant, it's very easy to prove whether or not someone is born in this country or not. You simply have to call the Social Security Administration. Doctors and hospitals normally forward that a copy of the birth paper for the child to the Social Security Administration. That's one. Secondly, it's almost impossible for anyone, including myself, who is an immigrant, to get past any port of entry without a record being in the office of the Secretary of State.
So, wait, Roger, you're arguing that Obama is a citizen or is not?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a conservative. I'm saying that I think, in my estimation, the reason why McCain didn't take this up is because if he takes it up and it's proven that, that he is, it would backfire on McCain.
Absolutely true. So McCain doesn't know whether to run with this because there's no clear proof that he is not a citizen.
No, there has to be proof somewhere because all McCain's people around him would have to do is call the Social Security Administration. They will tell him which document came from which hospital.
Philip, is that true, Philip?
I'm saying he said to call who? I couldn't hear him.
The Social Security Administration.
Yeah, but you can't. It's like, you know, you cannot. I cannot call the Social Security and ask anything about you, Michael Savage. You follow me? I mean, this is very basic, but this is confidential information. We subpoenaed the records from the hospitals in the two hospitals over in Hawaii, and they came back. They're not going to honor the subpoenas because we need Barack Obama to sign for it, or you need a further court order. They won't. They're not accepting a subpoena coming out from the federal court. So they're giving any excuse. Everyone's giving every excuse not to.
So you're saying Kapiolani Hospital will not comply with the subpoena? That's amazing to me.
That's correct.
I know these hospitals very well. I lived in Hawaii. This, if this is true, Mr. Berg, this is the greatest fraud in the history of this country's existence. Is it not?
It's not because I'm stopping it.
What is your real agenda? What do you really want to happen?
No, what I want, I want the truth. I want the truth. I want our Constitution to be upheld. I'm here in my office is located. I pride myself and on my resume, which I didn't send over to you. I apologize. But I say I'm halfway between Philadelphia, where our nation was born, and Valley Forge, where our battle of freedom was won. That, to me, is so important. There's nothing more important than keeping forth our United States Constitution. People around the world used to strive to be like the United States of America. Not recently. We have to rebuild our image, and we can't rebuild our image by having someone who is flaunting our Constitution. That's my goal here. That's my sole goal. I don't know if you saw it on my website. Illuminati Movies made a film of me in front of Independence Hall here in Philadelphia, and it's on our website, ObamaCrimes.com. And I laid out all the facts I'm talking to you about here, right in front of the Independence Hall, near the Liberty Bell, and down the street from the Constitution Center. Nothing more important. We have to enforce our Constitution. And if Barack Obama can't do it, he should not be president of the United States. It's a very simple question. I'm not asking for his Social Security number. I'm not asking for his bank accounts. I'm asking for something that your listeners need all the time in their lifetime. They need their birth certificate. And they could, if they lost it, they could get one in three
well,
or four
you
days.
Know what's, you know, I've seen this circulating for a while now, and I paid very little attention to it. I figured, it's standard, you know, just hype, and people are trying to gain attention. But when I saw that he's flying to Hawaii today to visit his ailing grandmother, every alarm bell in me went off. Every alarm bell went off in me. Something is wrong with this trip. No man running in a campaign that allegedly is this tight, AP says they're neck and neck yesterday, would leave the campaign trail at this late date unless the poor woman was on her deathbed, which no one is even alleging. Something is wrong with this trip to Hawaii out of nowhere. Moreover, if she is, God forbid, that sick, why did he not take his wife, Michelle, and his two daughters? Why?
You're right. There's some questions, but there's a lot of questions about what he's done. I love the fact, if I could just make a little statement here, I loved about 2 months ago when he got to Oregon, he said, I'm thrilled to be here. I'm now in my 57th state, and they wouldn't let me go to Alaska or Hawaii. I didn't know we had 59 states in this country.
Well, I guess he's including Saudi Arabia and Syria.
Probably. There's something else floating around there. I don't know if you've seen it. The article that was in the African Press International. Are you aware of that from the day?
About Michelle Obama's comments. Why don't you tell the audience about that the minute we come back right here on the Savage Nation? But wait a minute. Before we take a break, I want everyone listening to this show to go to michaelsavage.com. I want you to call your friends and tell them to go on the site. We're going to have this interview with Philip Berg up on sound very shortly, an MP3, which you can we can email it. Send it around the country. We'll be right back.
Savage.
Well, I don't know. This is a heck of a show as far as I'm concerned. I rarely have a guest on to begin with. I never have a guest. Well, I haven't in years had a guest on for an hour and a half, which I've now done. Philip Berg, lifetime Democrat, former Pennsylvania Deputy Attorney General. He's making an allegation that's mind-blowing. And thus far, the Obama campaign has not responded adequately. He's saying that Obama was born in Kenya, and therefore Obama is not constitutionally eligible to be president. It's a mind blower. Benjamin in Sacramento, you have a question for Mr. Berg. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I do. It's been my understanding. I'm an old timer, 82 years old. It's always been my understanding that if you, either your mother or your father are natural born citizens, that if you happen to be out of the contiguous United States, that the child would become a citizen. Now, is that true or not?
Philip?
United States citizens. If one parent is, you have to look at the law in effect at that time. The law in effect in 1961 was the following. The one parent from the United States must have lived in the United States for 10 straight years, and his mother did. And then, but five of those years had to be after the age of 14. 14 and 5 is 19. She delivered him when she's 18. Therefore, he's not natural born. Now, you might say that's a technicality, but that's the law. The law was like that for years. It's been modified now, later, but the law in the 1960s from the 1940 Nationality Act provided that the 5 years after the age of 14. 14, 5, 19, she's 18, not natural born.
That's unbelievable. So, wait, so you're basically fudging it here, right, Phil? I mean, it's only by a year that she missed because she was 18 years old? I mean, or what?
But wait, it's the same thing. Why do you think Barack Obama recently, when Governor Palin's daughter turned up pregnant at 17, unmarried, you know why I didn't mention it? Because his mother was 17 and pregnant and unmarried, because she got married after that before they were born. That's why he said that's not
that. Is that why the liberal media is leaving Palin alone on this topic while they're attacking her for her costume?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, yeah.
He falls to that one.
It's all trivia. Well, look, this is unbelievable to me. Is there another great question out there? If not, we're going to say thank you to Mr. Berg, and we're going to ask people to stay tuned to the Savage Nation for more discussion on this and go to Mr. Berg's website. We have one last caller, Ann in Las Vegas. Make it quick, please. Go ahead.
Yes, there's lots of pieces to this puzzle that you're putting together, and you're doing it brilliantly. And I'm wondering if he was a live birth in the United States at that time, he would have had to have a smallpox vaccination.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
Pull his shirt down and see if he has a smallpox vaccine.
Oh, come on. Is this true, Mr. Berg? Come on. Is this a reality?
Well, it's just another piece of the puzzle. I mean, there's so many ways of checking whether he is or isn't, but we shouldn't have to go through jump through these hoops. He is or he isn't. Produce the documents. If you don't produce the documents, step down like a man. But if he doesn't produce the documents, doesn't step down, it just shows he's an overall fraud, and it's really ridiculous. I mean, here he has he's like the Pied Piper, and everyone's following him, but for what reason, we don't know. And it's really bothering me, and I don't want to call negative, but I have to, because the more he doesn't comply, he's an empty suit. I mean, if he can't comply with show me the documents, then I really think that he's pulled a fraud upon the American public, and it's a total disgrace.
Deborah in Houston, line 5, time for another call. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. I'm with you. I think he's probably going to Hawaii to dig up a birth certificate, have it forged. But my major question is, can't our State Department or the Justice Department investigate this with all of the hubbub and the lies that are going around?
Well, how about the FBI, for God's sakes? Isn't this a fundamental question?
Well,
why isn't the FBI answering this question?
Well, it should be, because it goes to our national security, or the Homeland Security should do it. But there's no one responsible to check someone like this, which is outrageous. But on the other hand, like I said before, we've gone over 220 years with never a problem like this, because who would think to run for president if they weren't qualified?
This is amazing. Well, look, Philip Berg, again, if you were just an ordinary caller, we wouldn't have even had this discussion. But the longer this has gone on, and the fact that Obama's in Hawaii as we speak or about to land, at the end of a race like this, something's wrong with this picture. It's raising very, very big questions. If I have to be the only one in the media raising it, so be it. In the meantime, all I can say is, if this country had more Democrats like you, Mr. Berg, I don't think there'd be a need for any Republicans.
Thank you, sir.
On that note, We'll say thank you very much. Good luck. Let's get to the truth. In the meantime, go to michaelsavage.com for this story.
Savage. Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Savage Nation. Let's hear some Hawaiian music. I want Hawaiian music. That's what I want to hear. Frankly, I'd like to go to Hawaii after this is over. My feet are killing me. I want to put them in hot sand. I want to lay back on a veranda and have a drink. You know, a day in the life of a talk show host is ordinarily quite boring. So once in a while, I have to make sure it isn't boring. That's page 167 of Psychological Nudity, Savage Radio Stories. By Michael Savage, yours truly. In the last hour and a half on this program, I had former Pennsylvania Deputy Attorney General Philip J. Berg, lifetime Democrat, Hillary Clinton supporter, lifetime. Yet he has sued Barack Obama, claiming Obama is constitutionally ineligible to be president. Why? He claims Obama was born in Kenya, and they've been covering this up. Now, if this is true, then you ought to know this. Secondly, you have to ask yourself a question. I thought this is a nation of intelligent people. I actually don't think it is. I actually think that we're on the level of a third world nation in terms of education. I have felt this for a very long time. But I'm going to ask you a question. Does it strike you as reasonable that at the end of a race that's been going on for 2 years for the presidency, a race allegedly as tight as this is, that one of the candidates would out of nowhere suddenly go to Hawaii for a night to visit an ailing grandmother? Does that make sense to you? Well, even if that storyline is true, why did he choose not to bring his wife and two beautiful daughters with him if this poor woman is actually as sick as they claim she is? So that leads to questions. I mean, we've all gone to the movies. We've all seen CSI. We all have quizzical minds. How come we don't apply these questions to situations that hit us right in the face? Why? Where is America? Are you dead? Are you people dead? You're so cynical. You're so questioning Sarah Palin's dresses you ask questions about. Everything you ask questions about. But the one that's staring you in the face about Obama's birthplace, is he a citizen? And why is he taking time out from this campaign to visit Hawaii at this time? Why don't you even ask the question? Answer, because you're brainwashed, you're robots, you're coolies. You've lost your country because you lost yourself a long time ago, in my opinion. Now, I have taken a portion of that interview. We've MP3'd it. It's up on michaelsavage.com. Listen to it. Send it around to friends and let them judge this. Because I'm going to make a statement now that's probably equally shocking as Mr. Berg's lawsuit. If it turns out that this question is as pregnant with possibilities as I think it is, and if this question alone gets circulated far and wide, then the 12% of undecided who are deciding whether to vote for Obama or McCain suddenly decide to vote for McCain, a goodly percentage of that 12%, then I, Michael Savage, will have changed the course of U.S. history. Does that make sense to you? Because it makes sense to me. And that's the power of talk radio. And that's why Nancy Pelosi and her ilk, the Mussolini faction of the Democrat Party, want conservative talk radio out of business. But without talk radio, you're going to be living in the Soviet Union. Without talk radio, you will have lost the last link that you have to asking any question of the power structure. You hear what I just said to you? That's what I just said to you. Texas. Sam, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes. How you doing, Dr. Savage?
Quick, what's on your mind?
Has anybody thought about contacting the Attorney General about this whole Barack Obama born out of the U.S. scam?
What, I mean, the U.S. Attorney General, the invisible U.S. Attorney General, the unknown U.S. Attorney General, the man no one knows who is the U.S. Attorney General, the shadow Attorney General? I don't know who he is. Who is he?
Well, for the 20 years that I was in the military, we had great respect for the Attorney General because an IG investigation meant that...
Oh, sure. But this Attorney General is the most invisible we've ever had in history. He was put in, if you remember, by George Bush not very long ago, and no one knows who he is, thanks to the call. Secondly, I'm surprised that the Republicans haven't raised the question. New York, Kevin, WOR land, go ahead, please.
Hi, Mr. Savage. I have a question. I want to know why the news stations like Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, how come they're not bringing this issue up with Barack Obama being born in another country?
I don't know. I asked the great man who wraps himself in the flag who's leaving radio, why he's leaving radio, the leprechaun. Ask him why he won't cover this story. Ask him. Why am I the only one covering it, Kevin?
Because you're a great American and you truthfully want the truth. And sometimes...
I'm not a great American. I'm an ordinary American with a microphone. I have an obligation to ask the question. The job of the media is to be a watchdog, not a lapdog. If they won't even ask the question, when a man who is the former Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania, is suing, then something is wrong with that picture. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now I'm going to give you a gift. You know what the gift is. It's my great autobiography, Psychological Nudity. Other than Louie and his crazed monkey, name one story in the book and you get a free copy.
Oh, man.
come on. You don't know? Sorry, can't give it to you. I'm sorry. You have to go on my website and look it up. I can't just give it away. See, if you don't love me that much that you'll go on my website and look up the stories and say, God, I can't wait to read, the first dead body, Savage's Mother Calls While Show Is On, The Nympho in Alley Pond Park, or What If John McCain's Middle Name Was Jesus, things like that. All right, I'll send you a free copy, Kevin. Stand in line. I don't like people to be disappointed in life. What If John McCain's Middle Name Was Jesus is a story I have in Psychological Nudity, right? We weren't allowed to mention the name Hussein. But why couldn't we mention the name Hussein? Because I said in the book, what if John McCain had a middle name and it was Jesus? Huh? I don't think the media would have stopped asking, what do you mean your name is Jesus? Well, we're asking, what do you mean your name is Hussein? That goes to the question of where he was born and what his citizenship is. I'll be right back.
Savage.
We all know that politicians hide any connections or associations may hurt their public images or chances for election. But it seems there's an exception to this rule, and that would be when the CAIR, Council on American-Islamic Relations, so-called, is involved. There is growing public evidence which shows that CAIR has been dishonest about its roots and possibly its ultimate objective, as I well know. Despite the evidence out there, several members of Congress still maintain close ties with this questionable group, CAIR. Joining us today is Stephen Emerson with the Investigative Project on Terrorism. He's written an article on this entitled, Congress is Cozying Up to CAIR. Steve, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, who in Congress would cozy up?
Well, we found that various members of Congress, a growing number, have become friends of CAIR, attending their banquets, their fundraising sessions, giving them great praise, showing up at their conferences and ignoring all the existing evidence showing that CAIR, as the FBI recently stated in the Hamas trial in Texas, that CAIR is a front for Hamas.
Who exactly are we talking about here and why?
Well, I believe that some of them are mining for votes or for contributions. And because there's no real counter-terrorist lobby in the United States, there's no cost for them to appear there, which is quite a remarkable situation considering that this is after 9/11 and essentially CAIR can operate freely engendering sympathy, getting boycotters, advertisers to boycott the Michael Savage show as well as other shows, simply because they claim to be an Islamic civil rights group. We're talking about actually Congressman Keith Ellison, a Democrat from Minnesota, Jim McDermott, a Democrat from Washington, Andre Carson, a Democrat, he's a congressman from Indiana, Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat from Texas, Congressman Nick Lampson, a Democrat also from Texas, and Bill Passerell, a Democrat from New Jersey, who actually at one point reserved a room in the Congress for CARE to hold a conference.
CARE has known connections to Hamas and others. How can the congressman possibly get away with this?
Well, I wouldn't say that all members of Congress fit the profiles in courage, number one. Number two, you know, CARE is very good at cloaking itself in the mantle of civil rights, which, of course, is a fraud and only designed to acquire legitimacy for the group, which, again, to repeat, was listed as an undoubted co-conspirator in the Hamas trial and was designated as the front for Hamas in FBI testimony just held a couple of weeks ago. Why Congress, members of Congress would do it? Because maybe they're not aware, or if they are aware, they don't care, because there's no heat attached to it. There's no big clamor of people protesting it.
Do you think they know, they don't know, or they don't care?
You know, I can't get into the minds of the congressmen. I mean, I can speculate that some of them just don't care, that they know that there is evidence or material out there showing that CARE is linked one degree of separation to Hamas, but they just don't care because a congressman only cares for votes and contributions, and nothing, if nothing interrupts that, they'll do anything they please.
And where's the media clamor about this relationship?
Because half the problem is the media itself, which portrays like the USA Today or the Associated Press or the New York Times or the Washington Post. You know, interestingly enough, even though CARE was listed as an unindicted co-conspirator in the Hamas trial last year, the Washington Post has yet to ever publish that fact. It's amazing. There is a level of apologia for CARE among the mainstream media, which is scandalous because it's intellectually dishonest.
Well, how can the average listener do anything about this? How can they learn what's going on?
Well, they should be writing their congressmen and their senators. They should log on to our website, www.investigativeproject.com, and they will see a major series of articles exposing CARE. It's a 10-part series. And they should be asking their congressmen to condemn CARE as opposed to just stay away from them, which is the minimum they should do. And as far as those members that are cozying up to CARE, there should be a major campaign by the public protesting their affiliation with a radical Islamic organization.
Is this something we need to watch out for, or was this a one-shot fundraiser for these quisling congressmen?
I think we have to keep our eye on this because CARE is still radioactive in certain circles, which is good. It should be. But it's taken a while to really get sectors of the government attuned to the knowledge that CARE is a bad group and shouldn't be legitimized. In Congress, I would say to you, there are probably at least 30 to 40 members of Congress that have decent relations with CARE, including Dennis Kucinich or Senator Voinovich from Ohio. So there really needs, but they'd like to keep their meeting secret. What CARE wants to do is associate criticism of CARE or radical Islam with criticism of Islam itself. And they blur the distinction in order to basically stigmatize any critic of radical Islam as a racist. This is a scam. Of course, Islam, the religion, should be respected, but radical Islam or CARE should be thoroughly delegitimized. And there's a major difference between the former and the latter. CARE wants to eviscerate the difference because they want to hide under the banner of Islam. Well, I'm sorry, they can't, because there are good moderate Muslims out there who are very courageous, who deserve our support, and who want nothing to do with radical Islam or Hamas or the Muslim Brotherhood.
Stephen Emerson, it's getting worse. Thanks for being on the Savage Nation.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for hearing me out.
Who can forget one-armed Frank's horrible breath? Or making love by the sewer plant? Or me getting dead man's pants? Or me eating a diet that would kill, I don't know, anybody? Or how about Tippy the dog being thrown in a garbage truck after he died? Or me reading when pasta was spaghetti? Or the electric blue saddle stitch pants that were ripped off my legs? Or my silent brother? They are all in Psychological Nudity, my new autobiography. Go to michaelsavage.com and order it now to make sure you reserve a copy. Psychological Nudity. I ever tell you about One-Armed Frank? You haven't heard the One-Armed Frank story. Do I have a moment? My father, I told you, was an antique dealer. May he rest in peace. So we would come home from... Well, he had a guy who came in with one arm. I don't know how the guy became one arm. But he, you know, you didn't know a lot of people with one arms in those days. Even today, they have a... I guess you don't know one arm people today. They have a fake arm. But he had the arm sewed up, you know, in a suit. So, all right, you accept him. His name, though, was One-Armed Frank. Because nobody hid reality in those days. Today, it's like, oh, yeah, he's normal. He's just like a... In those days, it was One-Armed Frank. Today, it's like, oh, he's better than normal, man. He's special. Like, if you have one arm, you're better than a guy with two arms today. You know what I mean? If you have no arms and no legs, you're Superman in the politically correct world of today. But in those days, if you were missing an arm, that's what you would name, One-Armed Frank. Whatever your anomaly was, that was your name. It made it easier for the average person to remember everybody. So One-Armed Frank was a very sweet guy, but a breath on him. Now, I want to tell you, there are bad breaths, then there are very bad breaths, then there are medicinal problems. This had to be solved with a medicine that hasn't been invented yet. It was wintertime, and once in a while, my old man would drive One-Armed Frank home, and I'd get stuck in the back, and One-Armed Frank would get shotgun. Now, I want to tell you something. It could be -4 degrees in New York. You had to ride with all the windows open. Did you ever have a person like this, Greg? I'm serious, where it's medicinally like a medical problem, where he says anything and the car fills with a noxious fume, where you don't know what to do. You know, are we going past the Trons Meat Factory? No, we're not in Williamsburg. Did we run over a small furry creature that got caught in the muffler and shot up through the floorboard? Did I step on something on the way? No, it's Frank talking. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. MichaelSavage.com is being so overwhelmed that I know you can't get through, and I've had this problem continuously. I guess we're going to have to get a bigger, more bandwidth or something. I don't know what the problem is, but I know this interview with Philip Berg is going to be very popular, and as it should be. If we live in a free country, and a man who is the former Pennsylvania Deputy Attorney General makes a statement like this, that Obama was born in Kenya. Obama is ineligible to be president because he is constitutionally ineligible. It is certainly a question that is worthy of discussion. Now, if the empty suit left this slime at AP, CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, and you name it, MSNBC and Fox even, refused to cover this topic, what does that tell you about the media? Everything I've been telling you about the media, that they are izvestia. They are Pravda. They are the government. They are the government media complex. I am not the government media complex. Now, am I alone? No, there are others who are independent in this country. You just don't hear of them, and you don't read them unless you go on the internet, because we are the outsiders. We are, in essence, the underground press of the 1960s. We are everything the liberals dream of being. We are everything the liberals pretend that they are. But they are the establishment. We are actually the counterculture, in case you don't know it. It's interesting to me that the phony left postures as being the counterculture, when in fact they are the dominant culture, and that we in conservative talk radio are, in fact, the counterculture. But let's get down to brass tacks here. How do you feel about America that we could even have a candidate who has a question about where he was born at all? How do you feel about living in a country like this where the media won't even ask the question? How do you feel about a country that won't cover the fact that a white woman was attacked today by a black man at a cash machine and the letter B was carved in her cheek and they won't identify him as a black man? How do you feel about the fact that you've been intimidated into submission? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the fact that you're not allowed to ask why B.O. has suddenly gone to Hawaii, that the official party line is that his grandmother is ailing? But it doesn't make sense to leave a campaign at this point, especially since he has not brought his wife and children. How do you feel about a country like this? How can you feel about it? You feel the way we do, full of anguish, full of fear, full of agony, full of terror that a nefarious force is about to take over the country. Warren, Ohio. Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Mike. What a good name. Mike, it is.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've already voted, so, you know, it's past the tense now that I voted. But right. What I'd like to know is what can we do as an American to enlighten the Americans to who to vote for in this coming election and not for B.O.?
Well, if McCain himself will not run with this question, if he's not intelligent enough to do it, it worries me about him. Of course, we have to support McCain. We have no choice. We know that. It's down to the wire. We cannot turn it over to this group of strange people that are running the Obama campaign. He himself has too many questions around him. His loyalty is questioned as far as I'm concerned. I don't buy John McCain's line that he's a loyal American. Do you remember that 2 weeks ago when a woman said, but he's a Muslim or an Arab or something, and McCain had the nerve to say, oh, no, and the audience booed him? Do you remember that?
Right.
McCain is actually turning his own audience away from him, himself. I don't have an answer for you. I have only questions. All I can do is ask questions. So if you have a question or a comment, 1-800-449-8255 or michaelsavage.com, or we can do something else if you'd like. If you'd like to read along with me on the Savage Nation and you want to call and read a favorite line or paragraph from Psychological Nudity, you can do so. I have only a few thousand copies left of this first printing, first edition, after which I may or may not print the second printing. I may or may not. This may be it, may not be it. I don't know. Right now it's there. You should grab it if you want it for the holidays. I'm not just saying it. It is the way it is. Let's take the callers. It's always good to do that. You are America, San Francisco, KNEW. Steve, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage. First of all, great conversation with Mr. Berg earlier. And
yes, sir.
I was just wondering, okay, B.O., as we affectionately call him, he's basically applying for a job, and that job would be the presidency of the United States of America. Now, if I go out and I want to apply for a job, there's certain criteria that I have to fulfill. One is a resume. A lot of times they will do a background check, a criminal background check, drug testing. They will do driver's license.
Let's pause right there. I have called for drug testing all of Congress for well over 2 years because it seems to me most of them are on prescription drugs or something stronger than that. Their behavior indicates a drugged population. If you go for a job, you have to take a drug test. Don't you think Congress should go for a drug test as well?
Yes, I do, sir. Absolutely. But why isn't it, you know, his citizenship? What city were you born in? What country were you born in?
Well,
you know,
they dismiss the question and say it's too preposterous. We're not going to even qualify it with an answer. It's a given that he's an American citizen. But apparently the former Pennsylvania Deputy Attorney General, Philip J. Berg, doesn't believe that's true.
I agree with him. I agree with him. That was a great conversation. I loved it. But the thing is even just average people like myself, like you, like my family, we have to supply these documents. We have to supply proof, birth certificate, certificate of live birth.
That's right, because we are the ones who are being questioned, not the leadership. The leadership could literally be a foreign citizen, and we're not allowed to ask any questions. They could be stoned out of their mind on crack as they appear before Congress on C-SPAN, and we're not allowed to say, it looks to me like he's on crack.
If we do ask these questions, we're chastised up one side and down the other.
Well, I don't chastise you. I ask the questions. They chastise me by ignoring me or by condemning me or by making things up about me or by running fake groups like CARE against me or illegal aliens against me. What more do you need to know that a city would take the side of illegal alien mobs, half of whom are drug dealers, over a native-born American, Michael Savage, and call me names and go on their side? What does it tell you about a country like this?
No, I understand. I agree with you 100%. But he should have to go through the same background check.
He should? Well, keep up the pressure. I don't know if you're going to be able to get on my website tonight. We're overloaded, and I don't think the server can handle it, frankly. I'll have to fix that somehow. But keep trying. Listen to the interview with Berg and try to email it to a friend. Maybe by sending it around the country, we will finally awaken that 12% that's going to decide who the next president is. I only wish John McCain would get behind the question. Surely his handlers are smart enough to phrase it in a way that doesn't make him look stupid, right? I mean, there are ways to raise the question.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
I mean, there are ways. I'm going to do it right now with the audience. Let's roll play. I'm very tired right now, incidentally. I'm exhausted. I may have to take tomorrow off. I'm exhausted because this has been the longest campaign in American history. I'm exhausted because of the media lies and the liars. I'm exhausted because of the impossible task of trying to run an honest talk show when we have two frauds running for office and I have to choose between the lesser of the two frauds. It's not easy to do this, let me tell you. And it's wearing on me. It's exhausting me. It's the worst year of my life so far. But I'm not here to complain to you. I'm just telling you like it is. So if I make some mistakes, you'll have to forgive me. I'll try not to. Let us say I'm given the task, and I'm going to think this thing out loud with you. Even though, let's say, I'm tired and my mind is functioning at about a 60% level right now, I'm told, look, Savage, McCain has to raise this question in a way that doesn't make him look like an extremist and in a way that it can't backfire on him. How could McCain raise the question of Obama's place of birth without it damaging him? How could they avoid boomerang it on him? I'll throw it to my audience. How would you phrase the question if you were John McCain in order to raise the question and doubts about Obama's birthplace? Is there anyone out there who wants to take that one on? If not, I'll take callers until we get to that one. Arkansas, Kathy, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. I have a certificate of live birth of my daughter that was born in Hawaii, and at the time I was in the military. And on the certificate of live birth, it asks my state of birth of the mother and the father. And underneath it, it says, if not in the USA, then name the country. And I'm looking at the certificate of live birth for Barack Obama, and there's nowhere on there where it says where the mother was born or where the father was born. And I find it really hard to believe that a territory that was just newly a state of 2 years would try to prove the state.
I personally think that a foreign government has planted a deep cover who's about to take over America. I personally believe that's a high likelihood. I believe that it's so dangerous right now that a former attorney general of Pennsylvania, a Democrat, would come out with such a question at this time and pursue it as vigorously as he's pursuing it, because there's a lot more subtext in what he is saying than there is text. He is terrified for our nation that we may have been bought and sold out to a foreign government. How do you explain $630 million in donations to Obama, most of it in under $250 donations, not being disclosed? They're bundling these donations. They're coming from foreigners. How is that possible that we permit foreigners to elect a president?
Well, what I believe in is what is done in secret will be shouted on the mountaintop. And I really believe that that is about to happen.
Well, there's a phrase that says, God sees the truth but waits. Hello, God. Could you stop waiting and come down and tell America where we're at? We need somebody to intervene right now. We need divine intervention to save this country. I believe the media is so corrupt and so idiotic that we've gotten to this point. And I also think the people are so apathetic because of sports, because of pornography, because of Prozac-like compounds, because of obesity. I think we're a nation of cattle. I used to say that we're a nation of sheeple. I invented that word. Let someone else say they stole it now. Yeah, they invented it now. I've been using it for 15 years. Play the sheeple sound. Play the sheeple sound for them. I'm sure you can dig it up somewhere. Well, when you find it, dig up sheeple. Here we go. There you go. You get the picture. All right. All right, fine. All right, it's not even funny. I'm not even in the mood to laugh at this. So, Paul, Portland, Oregon, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, this is a great incentive not to vote early. Here we are a couple of weeks from the election. Something like this has just become a national. It's just funny.
No, no, it won't become a national issue. It's only been on the crackpot Michael Savage's show. The great Rush Limbaugh won't touch it. The great American won't touch it. How come they won't touch it? Because they work for Fox News, which is 19% owned by Arabs.
Well, flood the gates, flood the libraries. If you're going to vote, just wait till Election Day.
Yeah, well, I'm going to wait for Election Day. What, he's going to produce a birth certificate? Would that make you vote for him anyway?
No.
Okay, thank you. I mean, let him wave the birth certificate around. I'm still not going to vote for him. Why? Well, let me read you the list. The list is quite long. Sacramento, Tawny, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, the McCain camp needs to have Sarah Palin say that she will release her medical records when Barack Obama releases his birth certificate. That way it's not on John McCain. It's
right, and then let the left-wing slimy media go crazy and start braying the way they are now about her clothing. Let them go crazy and start screaming at her. How dare you? You're an extremist. Why, he's a loyal American. How dare you raise this question? Let them do it. That's correct, but she should do it. She's the attack dog. Now is the time for her to start really biting some flesh.
Exactly. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, well, exactly. She won't come on this show either. That's how much of an attack dog she is. The same Democrat who's running John McCain's campaign into the ground, the same Democrat who is John McCain's campaign manager, who will not permit McCain to win this election, will not permit Sarah Palin to face the Savage Nation. Okay, you've got to decide whether that tells you more than you want to know. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Well, here we go into the last phase of this hour. I mean, it's your shot to get on the Savage Nation. So far, you know, it's funny that you see all these Obama minions, and none of them dared challenge Philip Berg. Not one of them called to challenge him and call him a liar or prove he was a liar. Their response is classic dictatorship tactics, the tactics of a dictatorship, which is attack, attack, attack. But when attacked yourself, if it's true, say nothing. Portland, Oregon. John, you're on the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
Boy, the great guest you had on today. Fascinating. Nothing seems...
I think it was, truthfully, the most exciting interview of the entire campaign on any show I've ever watched.
It was. Nothing seems to stick to Barack Obama. You could bring up the Reverend Wright, and, well, he wasn't there that day. Bill Ayers, well, he was a kid when Bill Ayers was a terrorist. The birth certificate, I think he was born out of the United States, but they're just going to say, well, he was a couple of days out, so it's not that big of a deal. They're going to, you know, everything gets pushed under the rug with him. And it's just like the Bloomberg thing. You know, they changed the rules to make it fit them.
Oh, the wonderful, great Republican Mayor Bloomberg in New York, who altered the rules that the people voted for of term limits to say, you know what, I like the job. I'm a billionaire. I'm going to have the job. I'll buy out some city council members, and I'll change the rules on my own. Let the people eat cake.
That's what the
Bloomberg disgusts me. He's a psychological dwarf. He's everything that's wrong with America. I detest the man. I detest the man. He's another fake Republican of the type that's ruined this country. Thanks for the call. Other than that, I have no opinion about Bloomberg in New York. Modesto, RJ, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, first-time caller. I'm a political junkie. I called to make a comment about Obama and Iran, but I haven't answered your question on how to illuminate Obama's birthplace without McCain getting any mud on his face.
Okay.
And nothing works better than satire and humor. I think McCain and or Palin should start to talk about their own biography on the stump, where they were born, and just continue to make a few jokes about, gee, I don't know where Obama was born, ha, ha, ha. if they get called on it, then they break out their Democratic card.
Well, the Democrats had the audacity to say that McCain was born on a military base in Panama, therefore he's not an American citizen either. They had the audacity to say that. Can you imagine this?
Exactly, and there's your in, and that's why...
That is your in. That's correct. McCain could say, you know, I find it amusing that some people would question where I was born and whether or not I'm a citizen. Why, I was born in Panama when my father, Admiral McCain, who a great American, by the way, was serving this country. I think it's preposterous that they should raise that issue. Just saying that opens up the whole question.
What's great is there's no more debate, so there's no more liberal mediator to sit there and try to pin you in a corner on it. It's wide open right now with all the stump speeches.
But, RJ, don't you understand that there's nothing being discussed that's fundamental? They won't discuss immigration. They won't discuss the Islamic threat. They won't discuss the real issues facing America. Don't you see that?
McCain would be up by 20 if he was running an anti-immigration.
Yeah, if McCain was running an honest campaign, he'd be up by 20 between now and next Monday. I could raise his numbers by 20 points on three issues alone. But you have to ask yourself. You have to ask yourself why McCain won't do this.
Well, I think it's too big of a diversion from his past, and I would not be afraid of that diversion. He'd get beat up on it early on, but then the political waters would calm, and he would land on the winning side of that issue in a big way.
You know that, and I know that, RJ, because we've studied politics. I do this for a living, but apparently McCain does not even know that his own campaign manager, Rick Davis, was a lobbyist for Fannie and Freddie. What does that tell you?
Oh, it stinks every direction.
It stinks. That's correct. No matter which way you turn it, it all stinks. That's the problem. Now, how can Obama lead the military is a question coming out of San Diego. Mike, go ahead. Pose the question.
Yes, Dr. Savage, it's an honor to talk to you. I'm a retired Navy chief, and three of those years I spent as a Navy recruiter. And every applicant has to produce a birth certificate, a Social Security card, a high school diploma, or a college degree, and we have to verify those documents. And when those documents come in, if it does not have a state seal or a county seal or a hospital seal, I have to ask for a release of information that I could send to where that person was born, have them
I get you. How can Obama be the commander-in-chief when there are questions not only about his place of birth, but his loyalty? And I say that pointedly because he sat in a church for 20 years where the madman, Reverend Wright, cursed America and cursed white people. How can he lead this country? Answer, he can't.
Savage.